The control group depicts a nuclear catastrophe and the complete annihilation of the human race. Listener discretion is advised.
At this point, very little information has been communicated by the central seat of government and NORAD, and only a small amount of that am I at liberty to disclose to you today. We had hoped to show you
how many cans of corn
or motion picture film to convey corn? The severity of damage to our city centers.
Two.
But even with the most protective
beans,
our men cannot get close enough to survey
pork and beans. Four. Red kidney beans. Two.
Good. Poisoning. What's next?
Soup.
Perhaps it is better that we
lots
not
of different soup.
I'm
control.
Glad of that.
Lest it discourage us. At a time when courage and determination.
Chicken noodle, three. Cream of mushroom, yuck.
Yesterday,
only one, fortunately.
Strategic Air Command
we may owe our survival to that attacks. Can of cream of mushroom soup.
Kill me now.
How many of our
all right, that's enough of that talk.
Nor how many of our bombers were
tomato
able to
soup, three. A lot of
and
soup,
so
but only one box of saltines.
We
admit our saltine to soup ratio could be better.
But
I feel like
enemy.
If we're careful, we would be able
once
to
once I receive information that is declassified, it will be relayed to this and other news outlets for public dissemination.
This is Vance Norwood, broadcasting live from WEAL-TV 12, New Canaan. We will continue to monitor developments throughout the region and update you on late-breaking developments. For the moment, we will resume our normal broadcasting day, and we will interrupt the program immediately should we receive further communication from CONELRAD or the U.S. military.
From the distant space station known as Nightingale, she travels. Rocketing through space and time at the speed of light. She is an agent of the Intergalactic Police Agency, assigned to preserve life and promote peace throughout the galaxy. She is...
What the hell is this?
Yeah, it looks like a cartoon.
I can see it's a cartoon, Langford. Why is it on the air? Is this Channel 12?
Well, they have to show something. They can only read the same bulletin so many times. This is something Rand has been studying. Crisis fatigue. If it's immersed in bad news 24 hours, the mind just can't cope with it anymore.
But a goddamn cartoon?
It will be a comfort to any children who are watching. We want to maintain a sense of normalcy. So people feel that life is going on as normal.
I thought the point was to make them understand life is not going on as normal.
We don't want to incite fear.
Why shouldn't we? We just told them the world is coming to an end. They need to keep their asses hunkered in the bunker and do what they're told. Play cartoons and they'll be out Christmas shopping and protesting again.
All right, let's think about this.
We have to show them that we are still in control.
Yeah, but the voice of authority.
What about the voice of authority?
That whole business. It's dead. Okay, listen. In the advertising world, they call that the voice of God. And people are tired of listening to it.
What the hell, Langford? Tired of listening to God?
Sometimes they want a softer voice. More human voice.
But they need to know that order is being maintained.
It's 1965. People are changing the way they listen to authority.
They're not listening. That's the problem.
And so, authority needs to change the way it speaks. We put across the same message, but just... it's a different voice.
No vegetation. No civilization.
Change the voice, huh?
They think they're getting a break. They think they're being reassured. But the message is still being communicated. If anything, even more effectively. We did it back in the 50s with cartoons for the classroom. Bert the Turtle and all that. They made nuclear war seem like child's play. We just need to do it for grown-ups.
Go on. How do you make them listen?
We don't scold them. We don't warn them, and we don't pretend to have all the answers.
Oh, Jesus, Langford, you're losing me.
Someone who isn't the voice of authority. Someone who doesn't know a thing about politics, but someone who trusts authority and encourages the listener to do the same.
Someone to calm the listener.
Like a tranquilizer.
Well, I agree with you. In theory. But who can sit in front of thousands of people talking about nothing while the world is ending? Put on a happy face and pretend everything's hunky-dory.
Welcome back, ladies. Now, yesterday, we were all left wondering if there was going to be a tomorrow.
But look at us now. Tomorrow has become today. And I've got a pretty good feeling that tomorrow will be today as well. In today's segment, we'll talk about ways to keep the tots occupied while we keep the world from coming apart at the seams. We'll have a bunch of little projects you can craft using common household objects. Who knows? You may discover that Johnny and Susie are the next Michelangelos.
Assemble stores of food, warm clothing, water, and medical supplies. Do not.
I wish they would tell us what's happening on the outside. Maybe they want to keep quiet on the details, in case the enemy is listening.
Once again, this country is more concerned about the enemy than its own people.
You know that's not true. It's.
An attack may be made on this. Is that the door?
What do I know? You're not giving me a minute's peace. Please turn off the television set.
Someone's at the door. Should we answer it?
Quiet.
Maybe it's Daddy. Maybe he lost his keys.
No, he wouldn't do that. It can't be him.
Shh. Mother. It's a dog. Do you think it's Ginger?
Shh.
Maybe the Barclays have come to check on us and brought Ginger.
Becky, please.
Hello?
I'll go listen.
Mother, no!
Hello?
The door's still barred. We're safe. We're safe. Who's there?
Ain't no need to be alarmed.
Come here. I need you to hide.
Hello?
And stay completely quiet. Do you understand?
In the dryer. Mother, I would never fit. Besides which, I'm not
just
going
hide.
To.
Just hide. Stay completely still until we find out who it is. Just a moment. The door is barred. Talk to them.
Hello? Anyone down there?
Yes, I'm here.
Just one of you?
Yes, just me.
Search and rescue. Oh, we're going house to house. May I come down?
Yes, of course.
Any weapons or anything dangerous I should know
no,
about?
No, nothing like that.
Don't tell him that.
You be quiet.
Stay there, boy. Whew. I'm sorry to barge in on you that way, but you're supposed to keep your exterior doors unlocked. Civil defense regulations. I mean, that way we can check on the elderly who might not
yes,
be able
I'm,
to...
Yes, I'm sorry. My husband is away, and I suppose I'm being overcautious.
That's all right. I just feel rotten about busting your door.
No, please don't worry about it.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Government certainly appreciates that.
So, why are you here?
We're going house to house, performing first aid, and driving people to the hospital if they need it, since ambulances are all busy reporting any fatalities.
Have there been any fatalities?
Oh, no, not on my shift. Not so far, thank the Lord.
Oh, that's such a relief. Yeah, but I'm fine here. No need of assistance.
You all set for rations?
We have enough for a week, I think. Some canned goods, blankets.
We?
Me. I'm used to my husband being here saying we, our house. I think that it helps me.
So, since I'm doing an accounting of the neighborhood, where is your husband, if you don't mind my asking?
He's away on business, Atlanta.
Oh, Jesus. Any word?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. So I'm going to keep saying we and our, us, until I'm told otherwise.
I like that. Positive thinking. You know what? I'll say a little prayer for you. You all. Not now, obviously, but later.
So kind of you to think of us.
It's what neighbors are for. Ma'am? Those windows face the outside?
Yes, I've put up blankets to try and shield the
Ma'am,
room.
Ma'am, those blankets aren't any protection from what's coming. I hate to be the one to tell you that, but you really ought to be in a proper shelter.
I suppose so.
You're supposed to have at least 8 inches of concrete or masonry between you and the outside world. I mean, sand, dirt, anything?
It's the best I could do. I am alone, after all.
Yeah. And that's what's got me worried.
Me being alone.
Now, I'm going to be blunt with you. There's things that are happening around town right now. They're not telling you on the radio. Because they don't want to create a panic.
What kind of things?
Well, I don't want to scare you, none.
Too late. You're scaring me.
Looters.
Looters?
As soon as the sun went down last night, there were looters. And worse.
You don't mean it.
They're always looking for an excuse to riot.
Who are they?
Oh, you know, whatever word we're supposed to use these days. Last night they kept it across the tracks mostly, but pretty soon they're going to run out of grocery markets and used appliance stores. Pretty soon they're going to jump the tracks. A nice neighborhood like this? Now listen here, Miss...
Langford. Dory. Mrs. Doris Langford.
Miss Langford. The world right now is a completely different place than it was 24 hours ago. Even 12 hours ago. Trust me on that.
I had a feeling they weren't telling us everything. On the TV and the radio.
I mean, I guess they got good reasons, but all the same.
Is there anything else you need from us?
No. I got what I came to find out, but it don't feel right. Me leaving you here. No way to defend yourself. Plus, radiation just gonna seep right through them windows.
Well, I'll go get some things from upstairs, barricade the windows.
At this point, I don't think you're gonna be able to. Let me tell you what. I'm a little ahead of schedule. Once I finish this street, I could swing back by and put you in my truck and run you over to the city auditorium. Last I heard, they still had open cots. Pretty nice setup there. Trust me, you don't want to go to the library with a power board. They're packed in like sardines there. But it's up to you.
What? You do that for us?
Ma'am, I'm here to serve the community.
Then I'm afraid I must make a confession. I am a we.
Not sure I understand.
Becky?
Hi.
Where'd you come from? Why are you pretending she's not here?
You yourself mentioned looters.
Oh, wait, you thought I might be some kind of...
How was I to know until I saw you, spoke to you... Realize you're a good man and could be trusted. This is my daughter, Becky.
Rebecca.
Rebecca. This is...
Oh, yes, ma'am. My name's Noonan. My whole name's Brian Paul Noonan, but everybody just calls me Noonan. It's mighty nice to meet you, Becca. That's Blondie. Blondie's my dog, but you probably figured that out. You gonna love him.
Mr. Noonan has offered to give us a ride to a city shelter. He's gonna come pick us up and...
I was listening.
All right. Well, I'll go on in 20, maybe 30 minutes, if that long.
We'll be packed and ready.
Great. Well, let me go finish my rounds, and I'll be right back.
Thank you, Mr. Noonan.
Oh, happy to oblige.
Mom, you mind telling me what on earth is going on right now?
Whatever do you mean?
If we want to go to a shelter, why don't we just take our car?
Where would we park it? And considering what's going on in town, besides, won't it be exciting to ride in a military vehicle?
Mother, I'm 15, not 5.
That's old. I agree. But not old enough to be making life or death decisions on your own behalf.
Do you kind of want to know what I think?
You kind of want to know what? No. I don't care to know.
Mother, wouldn't things go a little easier between us if you would just treat me like an adult? Just for a few days, please.
I will try to treat you as an adult, but I won't be taking care of you any less.
Sorry, Blondie, you gotta ride in the back for a while, buddy. Here, let me get that. I'll put it up against the cab. Y'all go on and get in. You wanna keep your little bag with you, sweetheart?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you go ahead. All right, everybody in? Fingers and toes. And paws, that's right, Blondie. Don't be jealous, boy.
This is nice. The Army sure gave you a sturdy truck.
Oh, this here's mine. All Army vehicles have been called into active service, so militia are using civilian vehicles.
Is that what you are? Militia?
Yes, ma'am. You're pretty much. Just like in the history books. You'd be surprised how many times history's made by regular folks and not the politicians. Who knows? You or me might end up saving the world this time around. Just you wait and see.
I'm here. But I'm not sure I'm there.
Can you repeat that, Quasar One?
Unlock the capsule hatch.
Unsealing capsule will result in loss of critical resources. Loss of resources.
Unlock the capsule hatch.
As you wish.
Stand by for depressurization, Quasar One. Capsule hatch open. Proceed at your discretion, Quasar One.
And tell us everything you see.
I'm activating my telescanner.
Anything?
Wait a second. Yes. I thought it was just a rock formation, but I see towers of stone that may have at one time been building.
We need you to investigate. If there is any life on this planet, however primitive, we must find it and nurture it. Don't be discouraged.
I don't give up easily.
Yes, my dear. I know.
I'm going closer. I'll radio when I reach the formation. How could we have been wrong? This is Helios 3, I'm sure of it. I wonder if I just got here too late. Wait. I see something.
What is it?
I don't know. Unlike anything I've seen. Oh, bluish lights. Changing shape. Humanoid, but amorphous. Do you hear that? They're making a sound.
It could be language. Translate.
Translation activated. More seconds, and I'll... There! Try again!
Ready? I can talk to them?
Yes. Go ahead.
Are you an inhabitant of this planet? Do you live on this planet?
We do not live on this planet. Nothing lives on this planet.
We received a signal that life on this planet is in danger. I have come to preserve it.
I am afraid you have come too late. Nothing lives on this planet.
But isn't this Helios 3?
Yes, this was Helios 3. Now, it is nothing. Now, it is a cold, gray stone, and nothing more.
What happened to it?
We destroyed it. The only living thing on this planet is you.
Can these ghostly creatures possibly be telling the truth? Did Quasar 1 arrive too late to save Helios 3 from destruction? For the answer to these...
If you don't mind, Noonan, I'll go in and confirm they can take us. And if so, I'll come out and get Becky and our things. Is that okay?
Sure. But if this is your registered shelter, they'll take you.
Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, hi, Ernie.
Hello, Dory.
I didn't know you were a volunteer here.
Apparently, I signed up for assistant manager in one of the preparedness classes. They drafted me. You by yourself?
Becky's outside. Wayne went to Atlanta on the day when it all happened, so...
Geez, Dory, I sure do hate to hear that. But don't go assuming the worst. With no communications outside the valley, anything could be happening right now. So, what can we do for you?
I was hoping Becky and I could stay here. We were sheltering in our basement, but one of the guardsmen suggested that may not be safe. With the looting that's going on.
Looting?
That's what he said.
I guess he'd know. Been pretty quiet around here. Chip, you hand me the occupancy list? Thank you.
Is there space?
We're at capacity, but you live in Hillcrest, so this is your assigned shelter, right?
Yes, for sure.
I have it. We'll make some space for you. Can you give me about 5 minutes to set things up?
Of course.
Wait right here. Hold down the fort, Chip.
Bomber crews will proceed to their pre-designated targets, provided the civil authorities have given SAG the final strike order.
By virtue of the immediacy of its mission, SAC depends above all on an efficient and effective system of communication.
Excuse me, Miss Johnson?
Yes?
You have two children here?
Yes, that's right.
We're gonna need you to gather up all your things. Get the kids together.
Oh, okay. Is something wrong?
No, nothing wrong. We just need to relocate you to a different facility.
Why?
Well, everybody's supposed to be in the shelter they're assigned to, by neighborhood. We didn't mind y'all being here, but now that we're at capacity, I gotta give priority to the families that belong here.
Belong here? You sending me to a black shelter?
No, it ain't that way at all. But each shelter serves a specific area, and rations and beds are based on the number of residents in that neighborhood.
But not more.
You got it. While you get your stuff, we'll radio over to Booker T. Washington to make sure they have room.
You are sending me to a black shelter.
It's not a black shelter, it's just... The town is divided into zones, and each shelter services that zone. We can take outsiders, but we have to give priority to those
You're
who live in...
You're just going to turn us out.
The fallout shelter
We're
is
American
full.
We're American citizens. I pay taxes. I have a right to be here.
The fallout shelter for your part of town is Booker T. Elementary.
Our part of town? I'm here. This is where I am now, is here. And that's all that matters.
Excuse me, Ernie. Let's not cause a scene.
You're causing a scene.
No, it's
I'm
okay.
Just trying to protect my family.
No, we don't need to stay
no,
here.
No. It's no problem. It's just a little misunderstanding about which shelter they're supposed to be in.
There's no misunderstanding. You just want to put me with my own kind. Or better yet, just turn me out.
Nobody's turning you out. Why are you getting so angry? There are rules. We follow the rules. She's following the rules. You feel like the rules don't apply to you?
No, the rules do apply to me, and that's what makes me angry.
Ernie, jeez, I'm just going to go.
Down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
I'm so sorry. It was a misunderstanding. I didn't realize it was going to force anyone out.
No, Dory, there is a space here for you, and she's in it.
Ernie, seriously? It's fine. I have another place I can go. I didn't mean to disturb anyone.
Dory, I'd feel better about it if you'd stay here. I'd hate to think what Wayne would say if he heard there wasn't space for you in your own shelter. He'd blow his stack.
Thank you for your help, Ernie. I'm sorry I caused a scene.
You didn't cause a scene. Dory, please reconsider.
We're fine. I promise. Say hello to Angela for me.
Oh, good. Here she comes.
She don't look happy.
What'd they say? What's wrong? What is it, Mother?
We can't stay here.
What? Why not?
Nonsense. I'll go talk to him.
No, I don't want to stay here.
Why not?
If this is a shelter for your district, they gotta let you stay
here.
The
shelter is full. Our beds are occupied by another family, a colored family, and when I went in there,
Wait.
They tried to...
You wouldn't stay there because there was a black family sleeping in our beds?
No! That isn't what
Mother, I'm mortified.
No, Becky, you don't understand.
No, and I hope I never understand how a person gets that way. I've never been so humiliated.
Noonan, can I trouble you to take us somewhere else?
Well, where am I supposed to take you?
Another shelter?
Miss Langford, this is your shelter, and I ain't got time to be driving you from place to place.
Apparently there's room at Booker T. Washington.
Miss Langford, there ain't no place for a woman like you, especially for a girl like Becky here.
Take us there.
Becky, please, I'll handle this. Then take us back home.
Home?
You can't do that.
It's our home. We'll be fine.
With all the looters and rioters and such? No, I can't do that.
We can defend ourselves. We have a gun.
Becky!
The other problem is they are not wanting anyone to shelter at home unless they have a basement that's up to civil defense code.
They can't force us out of our own houses.
Miss Langford, in times like these, U.S. Army can do just about anything it wants.
You are not U.S. Army.
What?
He has no insignia, Mother. Didn't you notice?
Becky! I'm sure Mr.
Noonan is... I'm a volunteer. A Minuteman. You see, I'm not getting paid to be doing this. I'm just cursed with a protective nature. Taking care of other people's always been a fault of mine.
I wish more people had faults like that. Don't you, Becky?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't gotta say that. Just because your mama tells you to.
I didn't mean nothing by it.
Yeah, hold on a second. Now, if you want to avoid all the crowds, I could take you to a private shelter. We guaranteed to have a bed, rations, security. I don't know why I didn't think of it sooner. I'm there in 15 minutes.
We're going north.
We need to get outside the city. Get you out to God's country where it's safe.
That sounds wonderful.
You know Cross Mountain? You know the big cross up off 231?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Cross Mountain's what we call it. My daddy built that cross.
Are you serious?
Well, he didn't actually build it. The thing's over 100 feet tall, but it was his idea. Daughters of the Confederacy put up the money.
So now they're building crosses rather than burning them.
Zip it.
My daddy was a Buddy Noonan. He run Noonan shoe stores all across Alabama.
I remember Noonan shoes.
Yeah, that's my dad. We owned a lot of property in North Eden County, and since that's the highest elevation, he wanted to put a cross there, sort of watch over everyone in New Canaan.
I always wondered about that.
Well, now you know. You climb the ladder to the top, they say you can see four states.
Isn't that fascinating, Becky? Is your daddy still with us?
No, ma'am. He passed on about 9 years back.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you kindly. I sold off a lot of the land, but I kept the property on Cross Mountain. Sort of a monument to him.
That's so sweet.
So are you going toward Cross Mountain right now?
That's right.
There's nothing on Cross Mountain except a cross.
Well, you see, that's where you're wrong. I might
panic. We could perhaps be Becky, I think I should tell you what really happened inside the shelter.
I think it would be better if you just don't speak to me right now. I just don't know. If I was home and the children were in school, I could have seen it.
Voila, like they say. Oh, it may not look like much, but it is 100% compliant with civil defense fallout shelter specs. Poured concrete covered with 6 inches of earth. 2 ventilation chimneys. Enough rations for more than a month, not 10 days, which is all the downtown shelters are equipped for.
It's certainly impressive, Mr. Noonan. But we can't move into your personal shelter. What about your family?
There's just me. And I promise I won't take up too much room.
No, I can't. It's too
generous.
Now, please.
It'll make me feel better if you stay here. Well, while you two settle in, now me and Blondie's going back down the hill and save some more lives.
You're going back to town?
Yes, ma'am.
You must be exhausted.
You kidding me? I've been prepared my whole life for this. I'm not going to miss a minute of it.
You're sure you don't mind?
Mom, come on already.
My shelter is your shelter.
Do you have a TV?
Becky.
There's one by the cooler. I don't expect the power to stay on much longer, so watch it while you can.
With the time it is scheduled to occur. Radio 1160 will cease broadcasting completely.
Listeners, if we lose power, use candles for light so we don't drain our battery. Plus, it'll warm the place up a little.
We brought some of those too.
That's great, Miss Langford.
Radio 1160 will not return to the air until such time as the United States government.
So if you don't have any more questions, I'll be saying goodbye.
Good luck, Mr. Noonan.
Thank you for your cooperation. And we wish you well in these uncertain times.
And again.
With
Thank
any luck,
you.
We will resume
all
our
kindness.
Regularly scheduled program.
Well, let me get out of here before I start blushing.
Until that time,
I'll see you in a bit.
We pray that you remain safe and healthy, and that God have mercy upon us all. Thank you.
Wow. How do you like that? Becky.
We have to get out of here.
What are you talking about?
He could be some kind of maniac.
Becky, we can't just leave.
Why did he lock us in?
Don't Don't be so childish.
I'm not being childish. In fact, I'm being very grown up in my thinking right now.
And what, pray tell, are you thinking? It's getting to her half the time. I don't even understand what you're saying to me.
The Control Group is a production of iHeartRadio, written and directed by Brett Wood, recorded and mixed by Rob Gal, featuring Tess Malice Kincaid, Alexandra Bicken, Hannah Bierman, Minka Wiltz, Mary Kraft, Tim Habiger, and Keith Brooks. Music composed and performed by Rob Gal. The executive producer is Ben Bolin. Supervising producer, Paul Deckett.